This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. American Express lost a lawsuit about whether businesses could prefer one credit card over another and disclose charges to their customers. A federal judge has rejected British Petroleum's effort to cap its fines from the Gulf oil spill at $9.57 billion. Pope Francis offers showers and shaves for homeless men at his barbershop in the Vatican, using barbers on their day off recently. A 2012 study by the North Korean Strategy Center and the Korea Policy Research Center estimated that 60 to 65,000 North Koreans were working in more than 40 countries, providing the state with $150 to $230 million a year. In subsequent years, that number has grown to over 100,000 workers. NK Watch, a Seoul-based human rights group, believes North Korea is exporting workers for profit. Ideology is seen as a factor in recommendations that the University of North Carolina close centers on poverty and work and another on social change. Students and professors at Howard University are pushing in Black History Month to fill in the gaps in Wikipedia, the online dictionary on civil rights, slavery, and Black history. A fraternity at private exclusive Wesleyan College is suing to stop an order from the college that it admit women to its ranks. The New York Times has called on the Clinton Foundation to stop accepting contributions from foreign governments now that Hillary Clinton is all but an announced candidate for the presidency. Professors have also documented cases of 547 lynchings of Mexicans in the Southwest, but also as far up as Nebraska and Wyoming. Studies found in 303 cases that went to agreement with corporations between 2001 and 2014 found that individuals were only charged in 34% of the cases, and of those, only 42% did any jail time. The U.S. has sued to block the merger of Sysco and U.S. Foods on the basis of antitrust problems in 32 markets and increases in cost to schools, restaurants, and other food purveyors. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF-FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.